Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. We've got a question in today from Lester Carls. I've got Lindsay Perry with us once again. Lindsay, this is one of my favorite questions because we see it so often. Lester popped this question onto Facebook and he said, I've often heard you talk about doing your last long run 6 weeks out from Comrades. He says he's following Don Oliver's program and Don has his last run scheduled for the first week of May. He says, please advise.
So, look, the first thing to establish is you can't expect all coaches to coach in the same way. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a need for coaches, plural. We could just have one coach to coach the whole world. So there are differing opinions and approaches on how things go. It's difficult to say for sure which way is better. But what I am very comfortable with is that my way works, and I've had extremely good results with my way. So on to why do I prescribe 6 weeks? Well, when I talk about 6 weeks, I'm almost always talking to novices. And in particular, I'm referring to people who started running in order to do Comrades. So these are not very experienced runners at all. Most of them have been running for less than a year. And therefore, they need more time to recover from a very long effort like the Comrades long run. The other area where Don and I differ quite a lot is that Don is also in the 60 kilometer long run bracket where I'm not. I'm in the 50 to 55k max. And again, the later you left your long run, the shorter I would say it needs to be. So that's the reason why I talk about 6 weeks. My ideal is 5 weeks for the majority of the field. So people who are doing their second or third Comrades, people who have been running for two or more years, I'm quite happy with 5 weeks out. And again, I talk about 50 to maximum 55 kilometers. And then finally, for silver medalists, and in particular fast silver medalists, your sub 7 hour, 6.5 hour, around there I'm quite comfortable with the 4 weeks to go. So for me, it's about the type of runner that the program is for, what their goals are, what sort of running history they have got. And it all comes down to how much time people need to recover from that based on the amount of training they've done. And based on their ability and in particular their ability to recover. And it just as a parting sort of bit of advice is that for me, the important thing to do when you've got a coach, it's like seeing a doctor. You've got to believe in what you're doing. And if you don't believe in what you're doing, then you need to find someone else whose philosophy resonates with you so that you can believe in what they're doing. And then you need to stick to what has been done. So if Don's advice and everything has worked really well for you up until now, it's probably not best practice to go out and then follow someone else's advice. So I hope I've explained adequately why I do it the way that I do it. But you shouldn't just change for the sake of change. If you've bought into a process, you're happy with the process to date, you should probably follow through with that process.
Yeah, Lindsay, if I can just add my 2 cents worth here as well, I often say this in the webinars and that we do is you need to nail your colors to the mast. Find a coach who works for you, and it may not be Lindsay Perry, it may be whoever, but stick to that advice. You can't sort of run Comrades and train for Comrades successfully by picking bits of each training program that you think you like better than the other and patch it together that way. And the same applies to pacing charts. Lindsay, you see it so often at the expo where someone's followed Joe Soap training program, but then they come and get your pacing charts and they wonder why it doesn't work for them. It's like trying to drive in New York using a map of London. You've just really got to find something that works for you, someone that works for you, stick to their advice and follow through, and you'll get the results hopefully that you are chasing. So I don't know if you want to add anything onto that, but I think that pretty much sums things up on that one.
All good.
Fantastic. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers. Don't forget to check out the next Comrades Marathon webinar. It is coming up on the 3rd of May. It's a Tuesday evening, South African time, and you can register right now, coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar, and it's going to be an important one. All the hard work has pretty much been done. It's downhill from here to Comrades from the beginning of May. Basically, you just want to make sure you're ticking over, staying fit, staying healthy, and we'll make sure you don't stumble on the final hurdle, okay? So join us on that webinar, coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar. Until then, cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.